Hey dudes and dudettes, I'm Molly Adams, your host of YouthCast. Did you know?
Did you know?
Oh my God.
That the government owns 30% of the land in the United States?
Between seven or so different bureaus, that's over 1 million square miles of forests, rivers, giant carved faces of dead presidents, nuclear waste sites, and military testing grounds and bases. And of course, on that land are people and other living beings. This week's feature is about what some inhabitants of those federal lands are up to. Horned lizards. As Alexandros Zervos says in his review of this feature on PRX,
"The words war and environment are not usually found in the same sentence, unless the phrase is not helpful for is in between them. Through this piece, Jordan Nelson presents a positive aspect of the military by showing the listener a basis commitment to preserving the environment."
I couldn't have put it better myself, Alexandros. This is Horned Lizards of Our Nation's Air Force by Jordan Nelson of KOSU. And be sure to stay tuned afterwards for an exclusive interview with Jordan Nelson by phone from Stillwater, Oklahoma.
We humans live in a delicate balance with nature. Our actions affect the natural environment, and the environment affects our actions. The same holds true on military bases. I visited Tinker Air Force Base on a windy Oklahoma day to see how our military lives side by side with nature.
I'm Vic Bogosian. I'm a PhD student at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale.
Ray Moody, natural resource biologist at Tinker Air Force Base.
John Krupovaz, natural resources manager, Tinker Air Force Base.
Vic, Ray, and John work to make sure base operations don't negatively impact the natural resources found there. You see, aside from industrial buildings and base housing, Tinker also has miles of nature trails, grassland, and other areas that are home to diverse flora and fauna. Around 2003, they discovered horny toads, their official name is Texas horned lizards, on the base and set out to research how activities at Tinker affect the species.
It's a small radio that gets attached to their back with silicone, and then we have a collar placed around their neck. And the radios emit a signal at a unique frequency, and we use this receiver, and you just go out in the field, and you can hear this beep.
We're in the middle of a field with a mosaic of different grasses, and it only takes Vic a few minutes with some equipment that looks like an old-fashioned TV antenna to find a horny toad, which isn't really a toad, but looks like one with spikes, sitting in the shade of a native Oklahoma plant to regulate its body temperature. We found this lizard no problem due to its transmitter, but Ray says catching them initially is not so easy.
We found the horned lizards are not easily trapped, so basically the way we're finding them, they're going out and we're looking at bare ground.
The team at Tinker finds the lizards, attaches the transmitters, and then gathers GPS data. By creating a computer model of the lizard's habitat, officials at the base can then plan development and military activities to avoid negatively impacting the lizards. For example, if they want to do a training activity, but the data says the lizards live on a specific hill, they can simply avoid using that hill, thus protecting the lizard's habitat. And because the Texas horned lizard is a species of concern, John says educating base residents is an important part of protecting them.
And our workload's fixing to increase because housing is being developed right adjacent to the horned lizard habitat, and so we're going to have to make a special effort to ensure that the people are aware of the horned lizard there. So we're going to step it up to make sure we don't cause problems with the populations there.
One area where the lizards live is also a nature trail open for recreation to airmen. Signs at the entrance of the trail make it clear it's not okay to capture the horned lizards, and pocket-sized fact sheets show how to identify them. Ray and John work hard to protect the wildlife, manage the plant life, and strike a balance between development and conservation at Tinker, but John says they're not just doing it for the lizards.
Base chaplain was out on a tour recently, and he said, "John, you know, my troops use this trail," and he says, "and it means a ton to them. They get them off the streets, they get into an area that's quiet, it's more relaxing, and that's a part of taking care of the people, and that's part of what we're trying to do is take care of the warfighter here." So.
And what do you all think about that?
Well, you know, that just, that encourages us to continue on doing what we're doing, because it's not an easy thing to do. It helps us to continue to press forward with it.
I'm Jordan Nelson, KOSU News.
That was Horned Lizards of Our Nation's Air Force by Jordan Nelson of KOSU.
Well, my name is Jordan Nelson. I'm from Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And I am a senior broadcast journalism student at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And, you know, I got into radio being a student here. And we have an NPR affiliate here, which is KOSU-FM. Walked in the door one day and asked if they had any jobs, and they said no. And so I walked out the door that day. And a couple months later, they called me back, and I started working there, producing headlines, reading things in the afternoon, and then worked into creating stories. And so that's how that piece came about. Was that was the summer of 2009. Went out to Tinker and produced that story for them. And I've worked there for a year and a half now. I'm not working there right now because of my class schedule, but I still do some stories for them on a kind of case-by-case basis, and so still on good terms with KOSU. It's been a really great experience, and it's been a lot of fun.
So what are you hoping to do with your journalism degree, Jordan?
Oh, gosh. that is the million-dollar question. I really love public radio. I could be happy just going right into public radio for the rest of my career and becoming some sort of, you know, I don't even know what position, but just producing great stories for public radio would be awesome. I'm also getting more into video editing. So I love to mountain bike. I love to backpack. And so adventure filmmaking is also something that I've been looking at. It's actually a growing industry. And so that's another possibility that I could go down, is making awesome videos about sports that I love.
Well, dude, multimedia is the wave of the future. You gotta,
that's right. That's
you got to
right.
do the video and the audio and the writing, everything.
That's right. It's all about the convergence.
Well, put up some new stuff. You haven't put up new things in a while.
You know, I go back and listen sometimes, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, that, you know, that's embarrassing. And so I do need to get some of my newer stuff up there.
All right. Well, best of luck. Have a great day, Jordan.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. First time you're hearing YouthCast? Miss an episode? Check out the oldies but goodies on youthcast.org. And if you're looking for more frequent entertainment, head over to facebook.com/youthcast, where we post fun audio and internet things. You're listening to YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced media. YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.